Intonal music, a cadence, is a sequence of chords that concludes a musical phrase. When we hear a series of chords and expect the next one, what is happening in the background is that one of many different cadences is in action. These cadences have been used for centuries and are at the core of this oral conditioning that has built the tonal frame of reference in the Western culture. When we hear the chord that we are expecting, probably a cadence known as perfect has occurred. What I played in the previous example was a perfect cadence. If, on the other hand, instead of the chord that you're expecting, you hear another one, then you probably heard one of several cadences known as... Now listen to what happens if I invert the order of the bass note. This harmonic resource is used very frequently by prog composers like Tony Banks. A harmonic pedal is built by keeping the bass note constant while changing. Sometimes the harmonic pedal expands, forming a chord that remains static, building tension and a hypnotic atmosphere until the chord finally resolves. Pink Floyd uses this resource masterfully in Shine On You, Crazy Diamond. At the beginning of the piece, the pedal is kept for more than 2 minutes before resolving. For 30 seconds, the tonal center moves, and at 3:30, another static pedal section starts, beneath the famous four-note motif played by the guitar. Notice the very different character of these four notes when, at 4:32, it finally resolves. We are now prepared to take on the analysis of Starless. In Starless, another type of cadence called suspended is used very effectively. In this case, what happens is that you are not thrown off in another direction like in the case of a deceptive cadence, but rather almost come to conclusion. Now let's go through the piece analyzing its structure. Some authors like Eric Tam and Andrew Keeling say that Starless is in a loose sonata form. I disagree because, in my opinion, the only aspect in common with a sonata form is that the piece has two themes and a long development section. It is true, as they claim, that modern sonatas don't follow the format following the strict classical rules. For example, in the 20th century, it is common to present the two themes on unrelated tonalities. However, the fundamental characteristic of a sonata form is the development of the themes presented during the exposition. This doesn't happen in Starless, aside from the fact that the horn briefly presents the vocal theme in the middle of the C development. But let's discuss this as we move through the piece. In my opinion, the structure is A twice, B twice with a short intro. Notice that the main vocal theme is repeated twice. The first time, a deceptive cadence in the phrase Bible Black is used to prepare the repetition. The second time, it resolves. When the vocal theme is presented again in 3:42, the deceptive cadence reappears, moving the tonality to C, that is, modulating to C, and setting the scene for the long instrumental section. The first thing to notice in section C is that it is based on a 13x8 metric.